BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
On today's podcast, we speak to someone we've not spoken to for a while, and that is our listener Nicole, who until recently had never been on a plane.
A few people have been asking us about her and wondering why she hasn't been on the show. Actually, a load of people who listened to the Friday Extra podcast had been messaging in saying the same thing, so it's good that she's back.
Well, she's back, and also we have a brand new assignment for her, which you'll hear about on this podcast. Also, on today's Where Do You Think They Were, Imogen, our listener, has to have her mum explaining exactly what happened 9 months before she was born. This week's episode is called The Love Train. And how much do pop stars get every time we play their song?
You're fascinated by this, by the
way. Fascinated.
You really go into depth with this.
Every time I tell you, every single year, I tell you and you don't listen.
What have I done now?
What have you just been to the shop to get?
I've got my festive bake, but what's wrong with that?
Every year, and this has happened like 4 or 5 Christmases at least, because it is now basic Christmas, because the festive bakes are on. There was a queue, right?
Yeah, queue out the door for it. Honestly, I queued for 15 minutes for it.
I was expecting you, I actually said to the team, watch what's going to happen here now. You bite into it and go, really hot!
You forget, though. You do forget, because Christmas is inside one of those bakes, but it's very hot. It's a hot Christmas in there.
But how do you forget? Because you scald your mouth on it every single year.
I know. And nothing says Christmas like a burnt mouth.
No.
But I know. I fall for it every year. It's because I'm so excited. It's a bit like unwrapping a present, but it's a hot present, isn't it?
But you go full in, and you're like,
I got one for the whole team as well.
Just happened again. Yeah, thanks so much.
The guy behind was so angry because I took the last ones.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the whole queue behind, and there was a big queue, and they're all there for the festive bakes.
Guys, if you've not had yours yet, just a reminder, they're quite hot.
They're really hot.
All right. It's like when you get the apple pie from McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's like apple-flavoured lava.
And it just stays inside the pastry. Those things maintain heat wonderfully.
2 billion degrees Celsius
like
in
Christmas.
There.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Kieran from Northumberland, who is saying, I'm currently eating one of the bakes and it's taken 7 minutes so far. It's still hot. It's retaining that heat. It really is.
Do you know what's going on in there as well? Because they're getting rid of so many today. Because it's, you know, it's the first day. Have you noticed everything is suddenly switched? It's fully on now. But because it's the first day, they can't churn out these things quick enough. So they're hot. Because often when you buy pasties, then they're not.
No.
But these ones are, you know, too hot.
If you are getting one today, reminder, they're hot. So yesterday we played you the moment where Charlie XCX met her biggest fan, super fan Steve. They don't know, the pop star, that Steve is actually Chris here. My Chris.
My Chris.
My Chris. And he is just in another part of the building. And I ask questions about the star, and it's whoever can answer first. But obviously, to sound like a true fan, Chris has all the answers in front of him. What was her worst subject at school?
Charlie, maths? Nice. Maths?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve, you're really freaking me out. How do you know all this stuff? You're in my brain. Whoa!
Steve, how do you know that that's the right answer?
I'm just a big fan.
Okay. I like it. You corrected her on her answer.
No.
No. Chemistry. Name of the first person Charlie kissed.
Steve.
Charlie.
Go on, Steve.
Rob.
Okay, who is Steve? Who is Steve and how does he know so much?
There's one question that where they start to like go over the edge and they're like, how would you know? Like with Anne-Marie, it was like, what is on Anne-Marie? What was the wording on Anne-Marie's trousers today?
Yeah.
Like, logo. And she's like, okay, who is this now? We are planning to do Superfan Steve again. What pop star would you like Steve to meet next? Chris and Helm Hempstead, good shout. Superfan Steve meeting Ollie from Years and Years would be good.
Yeah.
Some people are saying Eminem. Good luck with that. Jess Glynn would be a good one. Rita Ora. Kevin Hart would be good. Yes. Thank you, Connor. Let us know who we should call next with Superfan Steve.
Scott Mills.
So last week's Where Do You Think They Were was called The One with the Chocolate Mousse. And poor Oliver had to hear all about the details of his conception from his mother.
I didn't want to stay in the pub for a couple more drinks.
No, we were in a hurry to get back home.
Oh, Oliver.
Oh, my God, this is just disgusting.
So how do you get home?
I think we had a taxi, actually, because I think we were both drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and what happened in the taxi?
Probably some canoodling.
Okay, so... We've got some canoodling in the car going on, Oliver, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's nice to hear.
Yeah.
It's great, really.
This week's one is called The Love Train. It's coming up.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
It's that time of week. Let's find out all the details of where one of our listeners was made on Where Do You Think They Were? Good afternoon, Imogen.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, you sound in remarkably good spirits considering what's about to happen.
Well, I'm on the radio. Of course I'm going to be in good spirits.
What a better place to hear where you were conceived than on National Radio 1.
Oh, I know. I don't know what I've got myself in for, literally.
We're obviously not going to congratulate you just yet.
Right.
Because that's the whole point of this, really. You're going to get the proper shout-out at the end. But it's today, isn't it? Today's the day.
Today is the day.
How old are you?
The big 26, which I'm actually like quite sad about because, you know, I'm heading onto the wrong side of my 20s here.
You're going to have, within minutes, an epic birthday shout-out. I can promise you that, OK?
Yeah.
You can, like, play it to all your friends on your phone again and again and again. They won't believe it.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I mean, I get it. It's an awkward listen when one of your parents is on the radio telling you all the details and you probably don't want to know, but it's worth it for the shout-out, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm in it for.
Yeah.
I'm in it for the shout-out.
Imogen, who are we going to be talking to today?
You are going to be speaking to my mother, Carmen.
Excellent. Carmen, okay.
Carmen.
Is she there now? Hello, Carmen.
Hello.
You okay?
I'm good, thank you.
Would you say you're a cool mum?
Yeah, she's all right.
I'm very cool.
Is this the kind of thing that you two would normally chat about?
Oh, it's a very open household.
Is it now?
Fine. So you'll all sit there and watch a movie together that has scenes in?
Yeah, well, I've seen this for many a time, isn't there, Carmi?
Yeah, there has.
What did you call your mum?
Carmi.
Carmi. Oh, I know. I call my mum, she's Carmen, and I call her Carmi. I don't know why, I just do it. I like the name.
Have you ever tried mum?
Mum, mama, you know, whatever fits my boat on the day.
No, Carmi's cool because it makes it more friendly. I like that you
exactly.
Two are bezies.
Okay. Daughter, mother, wait there.
Scott Mills.
I'm just on the phone with Imogen. Hi.
Hello, my lovely.
Hello there. And Imogen's mum, now known as Carmi, is on the other line. Hello, Carmi.
Hello, my darling.
I love you too. Okay, so Imogen is 26 today. We can't say happy birthday to her yet. That will come in the form of an epic birthday shout-out, which is to follow after we find out the details of where Carmi and your dad did it. Do you want me to hit the music?
The sexy music, please, Mills.
All right, then.
Ooh, get it on.
So, Carmi.
Yes.
I want all the detail, please.
It was the morning, and it started at the platform of Hartlepool train station.
Oh, what? Hang on a second.
You and the man in question here, where were you going and why?
To Cornwall, because we had just had his 18th birthday party at Hartlepool.
Okay,
yeah.
And we were catching the train back to Cornwall.
Lovely.
Hartlepool to Cornwall's a long way.
It is.
Well, that's where we live, isn't it? We're Cornish birds.
So he was there with friends and family. You'd had a lovely evening or weekend or something like
weekend.
You must have been so knackered as well.
You can always find the energy, right, Carmi?
That's very true.
You're at Hartlepool train station. Now, I'm just Googling now. So you were on the platform. Was it busy?
Very busy.
All right, so you, what do? Do you board the train?
We board the train and we start getting a little bit friendly.
Oh.
On the train.
PG, mum. PG, remember.
What more do you want to say?
Okay, but you're on the train, you're in standard class, so you both sat next to each other. Now, were you on a table of four, or were you just next to each other?
Just next to each other.
It's important to get the details, Scott, isn't it? Paint a picture.
Okay, I'm struggling with this one a little bit. Can I say why?
Why?
Because I can't work out how you did it.
Well, we started getting very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So we got up.
Do you know where you were around this point?
We were.
I mean, in the UK.
Is this in the train or is this in, like, the train journey?
This is on the train.
Yeah.
And we were sat in the seats. We started getting a bit jiggy. And I think this is round about Darlington.
Oh, Darlington.
So you hadn't long travelled, had you? You know, this is fairly close to Hartlepool.
Fairly close, yeah. Well, we were young. So we decided to go into the toilet.
Oh, wow.
Very classy.
Just checking in, Imogen. You didn't know about this, no?
I'm literally cringing.
This is amazing. I think we've got a train baby here.
Yeah, we have.
I am cringing.
Imogen's mum, the toilets are tiny.
Yeah, especially back then.
Yeah, but I was a dancer, so I tend to be a little bit bendy.
Oh, God.
We've got a bendy mum here.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
We've got a bendy mum situation.
Sorry, Imogen.
Oh, no.
So I'm imagining, like, if you're a dancer, I know a couple of dancers, they can get themselves into all sorts of positions.
Exactly.
And it sounds like you did, Carmi.
I did.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out, so how long were... So you weren't in there too long, I imagine, because there would have been people needing to use the facilities.
We didn't care.
Didn't care?
No. We did get a couple of knots.
It's probably the guard checking for tickets or something. Yeah. It's, they always check the toilets, that's where you'd hide.
Passengers, knocking.
Do you feel like you've learned a lot about your mum?
I feel like I have, a little too much. You know, Carmi Bendy. Can't take her anywhere.
Bendy Carmi, that's what they call her.
You can't take Bendy Carmi anywhere.
So it was quite a long journey afterwards as well. You still had a few hours left to go.
Yes.
So what did you do the rest of the time?
Cuddle.
Did you do anything? Well, what did you do the rest of the time?
Just cuddle. Do a crossword.
But back to the crossword.
It's a casual crossword. Oh, you two are the best. So I'm saying, right, Carmi, knowing that route as I do quite well, if it started in Darlington, you were probably done by York or maybe lasted until Donny?
It was at least two or three stops, I know that.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? Because when you see a train go past, you never really think about what's going on inside, do you? You just look at a train and go, there's a train. You might be driving right now and can see a train running alongside the motorway.
You don't know what's happening.
You don't imagine Bendy Carmi.
No,
there,
you do.
Or did passengers know that they were boarding on the love train?
Oh! Hey!
That's me done.
All right, I'm done. I'm out. Carmi, thank you so much for being so honest.
Thank you.
And Imogen, you're a definite train baby.
Yes, I'm claiming that.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Carm.
Right, stay there, Imogen, for your epic birthday shout out. Meanwhile, let me know how you feel. 81199. Grossed out.
Scott Mills.
Well, it's had a mixed reaction, that, hasn't it? Have you seen Colin's message?
Oh, Colin enjoyed it.
Delete your account, Colin. That was Justin Timberlake and Can't Stop the Feeling on BBC Radio 1. Imogen?
Hello.
You've had a while now for it to sink in. How do you feel about being a train baby in Darlington?
Well, what can I say, really?
It's good to know, isn't
thanks,
it?
Thanks, Mum and Dad, for making me on that epic train journey.
Right, you've really deserved this. Are you ready for your epic birthday shout-out?
Yes, do it.
Imogen, the way you came into this world was bleak. There's no getting around that. I just hope that you've managed to move on from this horrific tale. And I can't stop thinking about the door opening halfway through because it's the slidey one, isn't it? That slidey door, you never can trust it. Even when it says it's locked, it might always just slowly reveal your parents. Anyway, happy birthday to you.
Hey, Imogen, it's AJ Pritchard here from Strictly Come Dancing. I'm so sorry you had to hear that. That was awful. But I hope this shout-out makes up for it. Happy birthday. Bye.
Imogen, well, well, well. Scorpio season truly is upon us. Happy birthday. And I guess salute to your mum and dad, conceived in a train toilet. Lovely to know that, you know, they really met their destination. Happy birthday. Lots of love from Clara and everybody at Radio 1. Choo-choo.
Did you love that, Imogen?
Oh, my God, that was insane.
Thank you so much. It's worth it, right?
Totally. Everyone, get involved. You know, do it. Hear about your mum and dad. Do it.
Just email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We need more people like you, Imogen. Thank you. And thanks, Carmi, Bendy Carmi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Guys, I'm going to need your emails. I'm a bit Gemma Collins there. Guys.
Go and get a release form.
Go and get a release form.
Go quick.
Guys, I'm going to need your emails for where do you think they were. Come on, take one for the team. I just need you and one of your parents. 81199, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you want to be on next week. Radio 1. You do get an epic shout out in return. today's episode of Where Do You Think the Word was called The Love Train. It was on about 20 minutes ago, and our listener, Imogen, had to hear all the details from her mum, Carmi, about how she was conceived in a train toilet, which we thought was like quite a feat because they're small. But there was an explanation.
I was a dancer, so I tend to be a little bit bendy.
Oh, God.
We've got a bendy mum here.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We've got a bendy mum situation.
Sorry, Imogen.
Oh, no.
Right, so that happened, and it's been a while now, so let's get some reaction. Natalie, hi.
Hi.
How did you feel about today's Where Do You Think They Were?
Oh, it was amazing. Amazing. I was sat in traffic listening to it at the train gates of all places, wondering if there was anyone being conceived on the train that was approaching.
Yeah, we got a lot of texts, actually, from people going, I'm looking at a train right now. Anything could be going on in there.
Yeah, you just never know, do you?
You never know.
It's not just anything from the trolley.
Exactly. No, you can have what you want.
Yeah.
Be honest, though. Would you ever, ever, ever do this feature on radio?
No, I really don't think I would.
I thought so. Paul, how did you feel?
Oh, my God, I never laughed so much in my life.
Really?
I was driving to my next job. I had to pull over. We need more people like Carmi in our world.
Do we?
Sure.
Okay. Fine. You know, it's great to hear, isn't it? The thing is, I've got a lot of respect for people who take part in this game. Because I can understand why you wouldn't, but yeah, very important that people do step up and do this so we can all be entertained.
That's right. Do it for the nation. Paul, would you ever do it?
I got to be honest, I don't think I could have the courage to hear my parents talk about that.
Yeah, funny,
no,
a lot of people say that.
Scott Mills
on Radio 1. What I've got for you now is a four-piece band from Bologna, Italy, now based in London. So they've been supported by BBC Introducing in London. Had a couple of EPs out. They're called, good name, Husky Loops.
Nice.
Husky Loops with 20 blanks.
Scott Mills.
It probably has been on already, but this is so... the music they would have on Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Husky Loops. I'm so ashamed. The BBC pronunciation department just popped in. I said Bologna.
And that's a verbal warning for you now.
I know. Three strikes and you're out, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the BBC, Chris. They take these things very
Bologna.
Seriously.
Bologna.
Bologna. You know why? Because spaghetti bolognese. Bologna. It's Bologna. There we are. I'm so sorry. I know that I only have two more goes, so sorry, pronunciation people. That was Husky Loops from
Bologna.
Scott Mills.
I'm really pleased that your buddy G is back.
He is, yeah. He's very funny.
A good excuse, I think, to get him back on the show again.
It's been a while now.
Must be like nearly a year since we had him on, right?
Yeah, we used to get him doing advice, didn't we?
Yeah.
Sort of dating advice and...
And some songs, like...
Some songs,
I'm in
of
Love
course.
With Your Buddy.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran. Do you remember one he did called Aldona, which is about the girl that left him?
Yeah, the cover of Drake.
Yeah.
Like, you robbed me.
You left me. The Ed one, I think, remains my fave, though.
Remix. Girl, no, I want your love. Your love was handmade for Chupa DG. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, don't not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put your girth on me. Come on now, jump in my work. Say, come on now, jump in my work. All the aunties singing, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body.
Everyone!
I'm in love with your body.
This is on the Lolathon, wasn't it?
I'm in love with your body.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Abby.
Hello.
Oh, you got a fun afternoon planned.
Oh, I know. I cannot wait.
What are you doing?
What's up?
I'm going to have two fillings on the same side of my face in a minute.
So you're fun. Parked up outside the dentist right now.
Yeah, so I'm hoping you've got some good songs on choice to cheer me up.
I think we have.
Okay.
I'm not proud of this, but I completely forgot my dentist appointment yesterday, and my dentist is absolutely fuming with me.
Well, also, you've got a real personal relationship with the dentist, in the sense... Well, no, why are you looking at me like that?
What do you mean?
Well, what I'm saying is you're on speaking terms, aren't you? I've heard a rumour skips you past the queue.
Doesn't skip me past the queue.
Because Scott Mills.
It doesn't.
Wow.
No, he That's just...
Celebrity
went...
treatment for you.
Do you know what I'm
really
saying?
Not.
Celebrity teeth.
It's not a celebrity teeth. It's just that he used to listen to
I'm not going
to
queue, darling, am I? But if...
Right. Give me a chance to speak. He used to listen to me when he was at university. There now, I was a fully qualified dentist. And he does... He does squeeze me in at last minute sometimes. But now, he won't ever do that again because he's livid.
Yeah, so he's done that. He's cleared a space for you. You know,
I totally
bumped someone
forgot.
Else off and
totally
you haven't even
forgot.
Turned up.
It's so bad. I feel really, really bad. I sent like the groveliest email to him. Nothing yet.
Nothing back.
Nothing back yet. Okay, well, good luck to the dentist. Hope yours goes better than mine has this week. Let's see if I can take your mind off it with my banger, which is this.
Yeah.
I've really gone down the R&B road this week.
Oh, this week it's really been on, hasn't it? I mean, it really has been.
Let's try it a different way. It's chilled. It's Mario. Let me love you.
Some kind of like, I don't know, candlelight playlist you've had this week. Music to love to.
Mm-hmm. Got all the love for you this week. So that's my one, which is Mario.
Or, Abby, you can have my choice today, which is this. I think people forget about this Rita Ora one. Tune note, this is Rita Ora RIP featuring Tiny Temper.
You're right, I totally forgot this ever happened.
Baby, come closer. Baby, come closer.
Okay, what are we going to do?
I think the RIP song is kind of giving me death vibes. It was stressing me out a bit. So I think I might go for Scott and nice and chilled. Bit of Mario.
It's only a couple of fill-ins, you'll be fine.
I know.
And thanks for choosing Mario.
BBC Sound.
It's the iconic home of live music. You name an artist or band, and they've probably played here. This isn't a massive stadium or muddy festival site. This is Radio 1's Live Lounge.
Check, check.
Pretty life-changing experience.
I'm Abby McCarthy, and I'm discovering what it takes to make a cover version happen.
I want to keep it similar to the original.
The Live Lounge is world-renowned for its covers, and in this podcast, we're going behind the scenes with exclusive access to the artists setting foot inside Radio 1.
I've got to make sure I do it right.
Check, check, one. Perfect.
Radio 1's Live Lounge. Uncovered. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
A great day for me because I win bangers. An even greater day for Mario as two separate checks pop through his door. Not played for years on Radio 1, then twice in one day.
10-minute takeover as well, right?
Everyone's like, oh, you robbed it from 10-minute
did
takeover.
You?
Didn't
did
rob it, no. Why would I do that?
Suspicious, that, isn't it, though? It's really suspicious.
No one needs two Marios in one day. How much do they actually get paid when we play a song? I've always wanted to know that. And also, is it a check or does it go like straight into their bank account? Like every time, I got no promises. Does Sam Smith see like a little spike?
Yeah, but I reckon he's notifications off, whereas someone like Mario,
oh my
gosh, notifications on.
Right, Sam Smith and Calvin Harris will definitely have turned their notifications off. Mario, however, will be like, yes. I'm saying that Molly King has the notifications on.
Yes. I would
in
say
case
so.
I like play higher or fired up, you know.
It's definitely interesting. Every now and then you play a song on Radio 1 and then you can see the artists that are listening or been told about it tweeting away.
Yeah.
Often I reckon they're the ones that get notifications. Do you remember we played Codeline the other day?
Yeah. They were straight on. And how much do they get though? I'm saying it's like, I don't know why I think this. I think it's about $8.99.
You reckon?
Yeah. No more than that, I don't think.
Scott Mills.
Tom Walker on Radio 1, who would have got approximately £0.0075 for that. Serious?
Well, that's not right.
That's what they're saying.
Also, I love that you're fascinated about the financials of all pop stars and artists.
Well, like all of us, right? Mario's got to pay the rent, okay? If he's getting $0.0075 or pounds, that's not enough.
Yeah, maybe not. But that song's huge. And also, it was from quite a while ago, wasn't it? Where I believe you got something like, what was it? Like £300,000 every time it was played.
Another person says you get £7.50 for 1,000 streams. Once again, is that right? Wow.
What, you thought it'd be more?
I really did, yeah.
The game's gone, isn't it?
The game's gone.
Scott Mills.
Now we're going to have a catch-up after three with Nicole, our listener from Pontypridd, South Wales, who, until recently, had never been on a plane. Do you remember she went to Amsterdam with her boyfriend, Liam? It was a surprise from him for her birthday. And Nicole didn't know what to expect. She even thought there were traffic lights in the sky.
When I was younger, I got told that there were traffic lights in the sky. No traffic lights in the sky, I wouldn't say so. The ground do all the traffic lighting work from it and then send it up to the pilots in the air.
Who told you that, Nicole?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Teacher. I want to know.
Yeah, I want to know. Nicole, what...
teacher.
But with the teacher, what...
Yeah.
But what about... When you're imagining the traffic lights in the sky...
Yeah.
I'm just sort of intrigued. What were you imagining? Because you haven't seen them up in the sky, have you?
Well, the road traffic lights, red, green, amber. But you've got to stop at the traffic lights. That's what he told me.
No, don't stop in the air.
Yeah, it's not like cars. They don't stop in the air. They just keep going, don't they? She loved her trip to Amsterdam. She says she's going to do more travel. We've actually got a bit of a favour to ask Nicole.
Scott Mills.
So... welcome back to our listener who until recently had never been on a plane from Pontypridd, South Wales. Nicole, hello.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, I got a bit of a sore throat though. I'm a bit bad.
Oh, you not been well?
No, I got the man flu. It's been really bad.
Got the man flu. You sound like you're eating something at the moment.
Yeah, fish and chips.
Oh, really sorry you got man flu as well. How are you going to try and get rid of that?
By taking loads of paracetamols.
Ah.
That's what I've been doing, and staying in bed.
Are you at work
and
today?
Smoothers.
And
yeah.
Smoothers. Are you at work today?
Yeah.
Oh, love you. Have you missed us a bit?
I actually have.
Have you? Loads of our listeners have been on asking about you and, you know, wanting a catch-up.
I know, I haven't heard you in ages.
Well, we're back.
Yeah, how have we been? What have we been up to?
Just doing a show every day and that.
I know, that Steve thing you do is absolutely hilarious.
You like that?
Yeah, that's funny.
Steve.
I'd love to do it.
What, get a call from Steve?
Well, no, because I know who Steve is.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Like, you know.
It's funny, isn't it? And no one ever seems to clock that it's just me. They just
I know.
It's Steve.
Oh, my throat. It's awful. I've been so bad.
Have you been really ill?
I've been so bad.
Oh. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Since you went to Amsterdam with your boyfriend, that surprise visit.
Yeah.
Have you left Wales?
No.
But you said you want to travel more, don't you?
Yeah, but I haven't got the money.
Yeah, but when you've saved up, where do you want to go next?
Well, I would like to go Bora Bora.
Bora Bora?
Why there?
Because it's just in the middle of a sea, isn't it? And just because the Kardashians went there.
I was going to say, my next question was, did you see that episode of the Kardashians? And
yes,
you did.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you
did. I love the Kardashians. Yeah, I love them.
I know you too well, Nicole. Now, we've got a slight favour that we could do with you helping us out with.
What's the favour then?
What's the favour? I'm going to play a song and then I'll come back to you and we'll see what you think about it. But it's potentially something for next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check my calendar.
Yeah, okay. Well, check if you're free on Tuesday.
Oh, I'm not even lying. I'm doing something that day. Not even lying.
Right,
what time?
What are you doing?
Oh, can't really say.
Okay. Can't really say what you're doing. Now, that immediately sounds like a lie or a cover-up. Be honest. Next Tuesday, you are free.
No, I'm not. Honestly, I'm not free next Tuesday.
Okay, let me play a song and we'll try and work it out, okay?
Scott Mills.
Right, so next Tuesday, I know you've got plans.
Yeah.
But I could really
big
do...
Big plans.
Big plans, but you won't tell us what they are.
No, I can't. It's confidentiality, Alice.
But when you say it's confidentiality, what do you mean by that?
I can't break confidentiality.
So it's a secret plan.
It's top secret.
Well, we're not going to take up too much of your time. I'll probably just need you to be on FaceTime on your phone next week, okay?
That's fine. Can I see you both then?
Well, actually, no.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
No, because we're not...
I'm going to have to get my hair done. I'm going to have to get my makeup done.
Yeah, but not... Hang on a second, Nicole. We're not actually going to be here.
Next Tuesday? Yeah. No, you won't be able to see us. Sorry.
No. Right, the thing is, me and him have also got big plans next week.
You'll be on the London Eye again?
No, not the London Eye.
That was amazing, I was. One of it was scared, I can't remember which one.
Me.
Yeah, why was you scared for? That's nothing, man.
It's really high.
No, it's not.
It is high, and at the top it wobbles.
Yeah, it does wobble, but stop wobbling it. You wobble it.
I wasn't wobbling it. The wind was wobbling it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wibble wobble.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, we're getting away from this. Next Tuesday, we're not out.
We're not here. We've got other stuff going on. So we've got an interview that I'd quite like you to do.
No way.
Yeah.
With who, though?
What do you know about Jess Glynn?
Nothing. I don't know.
Anything?
I like her song, yeah.
Do you know any of her songs? Can you name one?
Don't Be So Hard on Yourself.
That's
the new one I like. What's the new one called? I can't sing the tune for me.
Well, this What's is it the, called, like? You could ask her this, wouldn't you?
Oh, I can't. No, I can't. I can't speak to her. I'd be all nervous and shy. I can't.
But we can't do it.
We can't do it. So would you please?
Yeah, but you can. You can.
It's just a quick FaceTime with Jess Glynn.
Shut up! Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you lying?
No, not
lying.
Are
you lying to me?
No.
Are you done now because I'm crying? Are you lying? Why do you want me to
do
it?
Well, because we need you. No, we haven't. No one's available.
Literally.
It's all down to you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We can help you with questions and that.
Are you sure?
Listen, Nicole,
because this is national radio now, you know.
Yeah. Listen, Nicole,
this is a big thing. Like, I'm only someone from South Wales. I can't speak to her.
I once did something like this, Nicole, and it played out very well.
Yeah.
So give it a go.
Yeah.
She's like a top star celebrity.
She is.
Yeah, and I'm me.
Yeah.
Me.
Well, that's all right. We're all people. We can talk you through it, Nicole.
Okay, as long as you'll be there.
No, we won't be there, but we will give you like a good prep talk, okay?
Oh, my God. Sorry, I can't get my head around this.
Do you know what? Just be excited for now. Don't overthink it. What we can do is speak to you on Monday and we can discuss everything that you're going to talk about. So just enjoy it for the weekend and all that. Just be excited about
it. Yeah, and she's really nice.
Yeah, that's the thing, see? I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Well, we can help you with that.
Hmm.
Okay? Don't be scared. This is a great opportunity. Okay. This could go really well. But I want you to be excited.
Oh, my goodness. I'm very excited.
It's okay, good.
You know when you get told news.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. It's a lot to take in, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll be best friends then.
Exactly.
This can only go well if your main aim is to just become her friend.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I am? Can you imagine if I came as a stunt?
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Shall we leave this with you?
Yeah.
I'll call you Monday. Tell everyone that you know that you're going to be interviewing top celebrity Jess Glynn next week.
All right, I might give her a DM on Insta now.
Yeah, do that. Right, go and eat your fish and chips.
Okay.
All right, don't worry. It's going to be great.
Scott Mills.
Not proud of it, but I completely missed a dental appointment yesterday and my dentist is fuming with me. Ben's been on, this is nice. I'm a dentist in Manchester. If he won't take you back, I'll definitely look after you if you don't mind travelling.
Oh, sloppy nice. Seconds,
Thanks,
though.
Ben. I like it. I'll look after you if he doesn't take you back. It's like a relationship. Please take me back. No, I'm not your species.
Yeah,
not replying to my email.
That suggests he's one of those types of people that will go for sloppy seconds. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dentists should stick together.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Same profession.
A little
together.
Bit trashy.
Do you think? You think Ben's just trying to slide on in there?
Yeah.
Didn't really think about
like
that.
Welcome to dentist code.
That's Anderson .Paak. And Kendrick Lamar. with Tints on BBC Radio 1. You've got Tints, but only one?
Only one Tint.
I know I tell the story every time, but it still makes me laugh. Why is it the one?
Oh, I can't even bother to explain that.
Scott Mills.
Toby agrees on the dentist thing. Toby in Western Supermare says, yeah, Ben, gums before chums.
It's dentist code, isn't it? They're meant to stick together.
Hello, Laura.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
What are you doing with your life?
Oh, it feels like nothing much at the moment. Stuck in work, as usual, on a Thursday.
Bored?
Yes. Open plan office as well, so I can't even have the radio off as loud as I'd like.
Someone told me that you were at one point hiding in the toilets.
I am right now.
Oh, right. Yeah, actually, it sounds like the echo of a toilet.
Yeah, I wish it was somewhere less unhygienic, but yeah. Here we go.
Awkward if someone can hear this right now in the cubicle next door.
Yeah, I didn't really think this one through.
I do sometimes do that, though, here.
What, just take 15 minutes out of your day to go to the toilet?
Just pop in for 10, 15 and just regather, you know? I understand.
Bit of me time.
Just sit and stare at the wall.
Exactly.
For
it's
a while.
Better than being in the open plan office.
Scott Mills.
It's been a great week on the show. What with Superfan Steve and Where Do You Think They Were and loads of other stuff. Catch up on the BBC Sounds app. That's where you can get our podcast. Tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. Scott Mills.